Thanks everyone for coming to the last show in the plasticity office. Tomorrow this whole show will end. And just to give you a little bit of context, the show...
This is Daniel.
Yeah. first bit of context, I'm Daniel. And Daniel is sitting inside of an installation that's called Plasticity Office. And that installation is part of this bigger group show that's called Interior Resonances. And that group show is celebrating the 10-year anniversary of Friedman Gallery. And so this installation was basically this 8-channel sound cube that I have had opened with just a drone piece that I played in the background that was based on the room resonances. And then over the course of the show that opened on July 12th, we had different sorts of performances and workshops and other activations that had been recorded and were then added to the playlist that was playing as the installation during the day. So it was this accumulative process, and tonight is the last two additions to the program, and then it will play for the day tomorrow and then close. Program for tonight is two sets. The first one by Lee Gilboa. Lee unfortunately can't be here in person, so she just sent her work. And the second set is by Anna R.G., also on this very station. So I just have to quickly focus.
Anyone feels like lying down?
Yeah, they should probably have the best listening zone is right here.
Right,
because
all the speakers are around.
And I'll dim the light down.
So there's a bathroom through one of those doors to the right, if anyone needs a bathroom. And there's a sink in the kitchen if you need some water.
Okay, Lee Gilboa, the title of the piece is In Her Head.
What do you feel when I am coming to you and always talking to you and you never talk?
It's two different things.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I feel when you...
Like, what do you feel? Like, do you sometimes want to talk and you feel like it's hard for you to talk about stuff?
Yes.
Why?
I can't think of anything.
Why do you drink?
Because you're more, because you're less fun when you're sober?
Yeah.
Why? What is the alcohol makes
easy.
You do?
I'm not. I don't know. I'm crazy when I'm drunk, so it's funny and it's fun. And when I'm sober, I'm me.
Which is not fun?
Not for everyone, no.
Which is not funny?
No, I am funny. But
with no consideration, no pity, no shame.
I'm very self-aware when I'm sober.
Thick and high. And now I sit here feeling hopeless. I can't think of anything else. The state gnaws
my mind.
Because I had so much to do outside. When they were building the walls, how could I not have noticed?
What could I say?
But I never heard the builders. Not a sound.
That are hard for me are... I think, I don't know.
Imperceptibly, they have closed me off from the outside world.
I just can't communicate it.
What did you get from your mom and what did you get from your dad?
That lying is a disaster. That you shouldn't seem weak.
What happens if you seem weak?
People think you're stupid. You're stupid.
Why? What's it? How is stupid and weak is connected?
If I'm weak, it's because someone made a fool of me. And I got hurt and I...
With no consideration. No pity, no shame. They have built walls around me, thick and high.
The moment I showed some
and
sort
now
of
I
weakness,
see feeling hopeless.
I can't think of
anything
else.
This fate gnaws my mind because I have so much to do outside.
I don't know. She's hard for me to talk about. It's hard for me to explain. What hurt me so much there? She says that I was, it was just too much.
I get it.
I get it too, I think. But if I really think about it,
when they were building the walls,
then it also comes back to how I don't know how to communicate what I feel. I don't like.
Yeah, you had some problems to communicate what you were feeling with her, right? For a long time, like a year or something.
Yeah.
You never told her. You never told her that you love her.
No. She never told me either.
Imperceptibly,
they have
closed
me
off from the outside world.
I don't know, I have a function in in life, like.
What's the function?
It just things that I've been just doing. Like, I don't know, it's. I don't know, there are like a specific things that I'm good for. Like, there are.
What is this function that you're playing?
The function, like I have it together, I know what I'm doing.
What happens if you don't have it together?
With no consideration.
Then I'm irresponsible.
No pity.
So I have it together, basically.
They have built walls around me, thick and high.
Do you love it, though? Do you love yourself? You don't love yourself.
And now I sit here, feeling hopeless.
I can't think of anything else. What would you change about you?
Maybe I would want to be easier.
What do you mean?
Just easier. I, you know.
What do you mean?
Easier to just easier, lighter, like less me.
When they were building the walls, how could I find them? But I never heard the builders, not a sound. Imperceptibly, they had closed me off from the outside world.
Like, I don't know, the people don't usually come back for me. I don't know why.
Why won't they come back?
Because I'm not.
You're
enough.
Not what?
I'm just not. I don't know.
You need to give me more than just I'm not.
I'm not worth it. Like, worth the effort. I'm not.
They have built walls around me, thick and high.
I'm not worth, like, coming out of the closet for. I'm not worth. I don't know. Like, I'm not good enough when I need you, and I'm not hard enough to be with a guy like. That, you know.
And now I sit here feeling hopeless. I can't think of anything else. This fate gnaws my mind. Because I had so much to do outside.
I think that if you're skinny, there is more stuff than beauty. From an outside beauty. Right?
Of course, but
it's more important. What you have inside. Right?
When they were building the walls, how could I not have noticed? But I never heard the builders, not a sound.
I mean, what does it say when those people come back?
That you're worth the attention.
But you want the attention. Is there anything about you that worth it?
Imperceptibly, they have closed me off from the outside world.
Commissioned by this ensemble, Parlando Ensemble, like 2 years ago, and this is kind of a new version of it, and it's loosely inspired by Sarah Ogan Gunning, who was born in 1910 and in Southeast Kentucky, which is the ancestral home of the Cherokee people, and she became kind of through the circumstances of her life. She became a labor organizer and wrote a bunch of kind of labor songs. It was inspired just kind of relating to her and thinking about her life. So, should I do this? That button? How do I do
it? Yeah. That's good.
Sorry, it's my first time. Thank you to Daniel for making this series happen.
Yeah, I'll just do this.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
bass player, and the pianist is Utsav Lal. Irene Hahn played the cello. Michael Harley played those beautiful bassoon moments. And Dina McAbee was one of the violinists. So, thank you. And then, just because it's the intimacy of the situation, I want to take the opportunity to sing one of Sarah's songs. I think this was written in the 30s. It's kind of serves as a better biography than one I could say. But she grew up in a coal camp, so the kind of, you know, coal mining in Southeast Kentucky. There was an era where the coal companies weren't paying enough wages, and they also owned the whole town and owned the, you know, the store and everything in these little towns. And a group of communists came to do some labor organizing in the 30s, and kind of that led to a big union. The coal mining unions, which are now defunct, that's another story for another time, but I just think this is an amazing song. I sing the first verse in my head probably daily. Maybe you'll see why. So this is by Sarah Ogan Gunning. I hate the capitalist system, and I'll tell you the reason why. It caused me so much suffering, and my dearest friends to die. Well, I know you all are wondering what it has done to me. Well, I am going to tell you that my husband has TB, brought on by hard work and low wages and not enough to eat. From going cold and hungry with no shoes on his feet. My husband was a coal miner, worked hard and risked his life, just trying to support three children, himself, his mother, and wife. Well, I had a blue-eyed baby, was the darling of my heart, but from my little darling, her mother had to part. While the rich and mighty capitalist goes dressed in jewels and silk, my darling blue-eyed baby has died for the want of milk. Well, they call this the land of plenty, and for them I guess it's true. For the rich and mighty capitalist, not for workers like me and you. Well, what can we do about it to these men of power and might? Well, I tell you, Mr. Capitalist, we're going to fight, fight, fight. I hate the capitalist system. That she ended up making for Folkways, someone convinced her to change the words to "I hate the company bosses," because they were like, "You got retaught, like, you don't." It seems weird. They're like, "We don't. You don't know what you're saying. Do you really hate the capitalist system, or do you hate the company bosses?" And then there's this beautiful documentary about her, and she's like, "Well, but then they discuss." I was like, well, what is capitalism? And she's like, no, that's what I meant. So this version is in the documentary, and I wish it was the recorded version. But anyway, thank you for coming. Yeah, thanks to having us. And hang if you want, if you're curious about this. I'm happy to talk about it because it's all I've thought about for weeks.
profile.
You always have this idea.
Yeah.
This
but
oh, wow,
in the future, it could be more complicated.
Your
or less.
Goes around.
It sounds complicated.
The combination, I never felt like they were on top of each other. Really, I felt like she makes us very good.
Yeah.
The way you see
yeah.
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 I feel like
yeah.
I would
like
in the future to have like these 16 channels be like loops that were like more flat, and then like another sick thing for like the four times that it's like melodic things that have arcs within the arc. I feel like that would be cool to have like all of these be basically like you could pop into whenever of these guys, but then there was like a few tracks where I was like, oh, I wish I could just have signaled that one to start at any time instead of like being like, all right, do stuff until like okay, in 30 seconds I have to like get to the part. But maybe that was also a good limitation. I don't know.
Orchestration was very natural. I think that's it.
Yeah, like there was like there were some shifts that were kind of rough.
Yeah.
And but I didn't at all realize that you were like basically structuring it.
Especially.
Were you just like slow picking it up?
A lot of them were slow. Jonah, are you heading? Are you leaving?
No, I just got to.
There was one thing that was like a fast.
With like.
Yeah, but that was. There was only one.
Okay. Yeah.
And then some of the things are like. Have breaks in the track. Like.
Love it.
Yeah.
Like it's not. There's sometimes silence.
It was like I really, it was amazing. I really enjoyed it.
I want to do this format more. Like it felt cool to be like to have like it's basically like a music instrument. Where you're like
it's like the stoppers on an organ, sort of. It feels like
but instead of a note, it's like a melody.
Right.
Like a little vibe. One program in here that you can
Yeah, just the distance is okay.
So you can like literally like move it. So I just like heard it. Last year, like a year ago.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's first year sculpture.
Oh, cool.
You can't tell from the pants. Oh, no.
Which is
great. That's great. At least makes it less like you have to make a decision.
Yeah.